Hi, listener. If you have enjoyed listening to Learn Hindi on the Go and want us to keep going strong and putting out new shows every week, please consider becoming a patron on patreon.com/learnhindiontheGo by making a small monthly donation.
Every dollar helps and allows us to focus solely on making Hindi language learning content. Plus, you get exclusive subscriber-only content like bonus lessons, quizzes and written materials related to each episode.
It is episode 57 of our intermediate course. My name is Shraddha and here with me is Ritansh. In this lesson, through interactive quizzes, we'll help you learn how to say what's the right thing to do or what one should do in Hindi.
And you'll also learn how to say you should talk to him about it and he should spend more time with his parents in Hindi. One can download the transcript of this podcast as well as the detailed worksheets based on this podcast with more vocabulary from patreon.com/learnhindiontheGo.
And to take a free trial for one-to-one online Hindi lessons, visit our school's website. The link is in the episode's description.
How would one translate "you should talk to him or her about it" in an informal tone into Hindi?
Tumhe is bare mein usse baat karni chahiye. I'll say it again slowly. Tumhe is bare mein usse baat karni chahiye. In Hindi, to say what's the right thing to do or what one should do, first, one uses the object pronouns like मुझे, आपको, तुम्हें, उसे, हमें, उन्हें or a noun followed with को. And after that, what one should do or what's the right thing to do. But here, the ending of the verb changes according to the object if there is one. For example, to translate, you should talk to him or her about it. When one combines चाहिए with इस बारे में उससे बात करना, which means to talk to him or her about it. करना of which changes to करनी as बात is a feminine noun.
So you should talk to him or her about it in an informal tone is translated as तुम्हें इस बारे में उससे बात करनी चाहिए. I'll say it again slowly. तुम्हें इस बारे में उससे बात करनी चाहिए. Here, चाहिए is translated as should or to express what's the right thing to do. But चाहिए also expresses what one wishes to have or needs. For example, मुझे तुम्हारी सलाह चाहिए, which means I want or I need your advice. Can you please explain in how many ways चाहिए is used?
When चाहिए is used to express what one wishes to have or needs, मुझे, आपको, तुम्हें, उसे are followed with what one wishes to have and at the end one uses चाहिए. For example, मुझे तुम्हारा सुझाव चाहिए, which means I want or I need your suggestion. But when चाहिए is translated as should, or to express what's the right thing to do, मुझे, आपको, तुम्हें, उसे are followed with the at, which is combined with चाहिए. For example, to translate, you should visit your parents on Christmas in informal tone. Here, तुम्हें is followed with the act that one should do, which is Christmas पर अपने माता पिता के घर जाना, which means to visit your parents on Christmas. And that's combined with चाहिए. So, you should visit your parents on Christmas in an informal tone is translated as तुम्हें Christmas पर अपने माता पिता के घर जाना चाहिए. I'll repeat. तुम्हें Christmas पर अपने माता पिता के घर जाना चाहिए.
Okay, to express what one should do, chahiye is combined with a verb or an act, whereas to express what one wishes to have or needs, chahiye is combined with a noun or the thing that one wishes to have or needs, right?
Oh, yes, that's right. Now, let's give the listener a quiz. Listener, we'll give you several sentences followed with brief pauses for you to translate those sentences into Hindi.
And I'll translate the sentences after you. Ready? Here we go.
To see them or to meet them is translated as unse milna. I'll repeat, unse milna. As soon as possible is translated as jitni jaldi ho sake. I'll repeat, jitni jaldi ho sake. Here, the tone is informal. Here is the first sentence for you to translate. You should see them as soon as possible or you should meet them as soon as possible.
तुम्हें जितनी जल्दी हो सके उनसे मिलना चाहिए. I'll say it again slowly. Just repeat it with me. तुम्हें जितनी जल्दी हो सके उनसे मिलना चाहिए.
To apologize to him or to her is translated as उससे माफी मांगना. I'll repeat, usse maafi mangna. Here, the object is maafi, means forgiveness or apology. And it is a feminine noun. Here, the tone is formal. Here is a second sentence for you. You should apologize to her or to him.
आपको उससे माफी मांगनी चाहिए. I'll say it again slowly, just repeat it with me. आपको उससे माफी मांगनी चाहिए.
Here, one uses the honorific tone as one talks about one's mother. So, on her birthday is translated as उनके जन्मदिन पर. I'll repeat, उनके जन्म दिन पर. Here the subject talks about his or her own mother. So to my mother is translated as अपनी माँ को. And the object is gift, which is translated as उपहार. I'll repeat, उपहार. And it is a masculine noun. Here is the third one for you. I should give my mother a gift on her birthday.
मुझे अपनी माँ को उनके जन्मदिन पर उपहार देना चाहिए. I'll say it again slowly, just repeat it with me. मुझे अपनी माँ को उनके जन्मदिन पर उपहार देना चाहिए.
Here the subject talks about his or her own parents. So, with his parents or her parents is translated as अपने माता पिता के साथ. I'll repeat, अपने माता पिता के साथ. And to spend more time is translated as अधिक समय बिताना. I'll repeat, अधिक समय बिताना. Here the object is समय, means time, and is a masculine noun. Here is the fourth one for you. He should spend more time with his parents or she should spend more time with her parents.
उसे अपने माता-पिता के साथ अधिक समय बिताना चाहिए. I'll say it again slowly, just repeat it with me. उसे अपने माता पिता के साथ अधिक समय बिताना चाहिए.
Here the object is alcohol, which is translated as sharab, and it is a feminine noun. Here is the fifth one for you. He shouldn't drink more alcohol, or she shouldn't drink more alcohol.
उसे ज्यादा शराब नहीं पीनी चाहिए. I'll say it again slowly. Just repeat it with me. उसे ज्यादा शराब नहीं पीनी चाहिए.
We hope you have enjoyed this podcast. Did you know we have a Facebook page? That's right. Learn Hindi on the go is on Facebook. We want to make a community where Hindi learners can share stories, learning tips, and travel tips. Come, join us. Link is in the episode's description.
And make sure to subscribe our show on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or RSS so you'll never miss a show. While you are at it, if you found value in this show, we would appreciate a rating on iTunes, Spotify, etc.
You could also support the show on Patreon. Goodbye. Namaste.